O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 2, verses 12 through 18.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. A discussion of our growth in godliness should always emphasize God's initiating and sustaining grace. This truth is presented in Philippians 1:6, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. But we have the privilege and responsibility of working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, all the while clinging to the reality that it is God who works in us, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Here we encounter the mystery of God's sovereignty and our responsibility. This mystery is presented to us in many ways throughout the Bible, and it's not ours to resolve or explain. Augustine described this tension beautifully when he wrote, "Our deeds are our own because of the free will producing them, and they are also God's because of his grace causing our free will to produce them." The point, though, of introducing this tension is not to get us to spin our wheels, parsing what of our efforts is our own or what is God's. Instead, it's meant to encourage us to pursue good works, the things that God is calling us to do, with the confidence that God is right there with us the whole way, moving us, growing us, conforming us into his image. So in the time that follows, as we listen to Christ is Mine Forevermore by City of Light, take some time to pray that God, by his Spirit, would enable you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, while holding onto the hope and peace and the assurance that it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
I love you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.